Hey everybody, it's Chris with the Pub Trivia Experience live from vacation. Leah and I are in St. Augustine celebrating 10 years of marriage, and we wanted to make sure we had an episode out. Recently, I had the opportunity to join my good friend Jeff Revilla on his show, Stuff I Never Knew. It's a trivia podcast game show that you're going to be hearing here today. This is an episode I was on recently on his show, so you can find that wherever you get your podcasts. But stay tuned after, because after this 30-minute episode of his show, I've attached a bonus episode that features Mike versus Drew in trivia that is an example of the content you'll get on our Patreon. If you want to support our show financially, patreon.com/PTE network will get you there. But honestly, ptebb.com will get you to everything that we have. I hope you enjoy the show. Give my friend Jeff a listen. Have a good one. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Stuff I Never Knew Trivia Game Show podcast. I'm Jeff. I'm your host. We are on the Armstrong Neighborhood Channel. I've got three great guests, Sarah, Chris, and Nico. Let's hear that theme music. All right, as you know, on this show, we get right into it. Round one tonight, we're going to play Florida Man, True or False. So all you have to tell me, is this a real or fake Florida Man story? And we're going to go with the order that you showed up tonight, Sarah, Chris, and Nico. Sarah, you are first. Florida Man stole his chilly co-worker's wallet and used her credit card to buy a pumpkin and beer from Publix. Sarah, is that true or false? He worked at Chili's.
I'm going to say true.
True is correct. And they caught him because they found the pumpkin on his front porch.
Yes.
You got to hide the pumpkin. All right, over to Chris. Florida man was charged with unlawful use of a police badge after his truck changed the Border Patrol logo to Booty Patrol.
These are my people, Jeff.
Just so for the folks at home, Chris does not have an advantage just because he is from Florida.
Oh, no one thinks that's an advantage. That just sounds too good not to be true. I'm going to go true.
Florida man never disappoints. It is true, and he got caught because he was using, he added the blue flashing lights. He could have just been Booty Patrol and gotten away with it. All right, to Nico. Florida man arrested for domestic battery after throwing his sausage into his brother's eye.
Who would be throwing sausage into their brother's eyes? I'm going to say that should be false. It should be true.
We would hope in a perfect world, but
that's true.
It is true. Oh my goodness. And the police officers did not seize the weapon, and they did not say what type of sausage was used in the crime.
That's so funny.
Back to Sarah. Florida man charged with felony domestic battery after throwing a package of Oreos at his wife for not making coffee.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm going to say false on that one.
False is incorrect. That is a true one. True one. Florida man steals a 50-pound tarpon fish from the Bass Pro Shops. This one's to Chris. He jumped into the aquarium and grabbed a fish and ran out the door.
Like, are we sure this wasn't Jameis Winston? That seems like something he would do. I don't put anything past Florida man. I'm going true.
True. And guess where it happened? Fort Myers, if that makes
that
sense.
That tracks. Okay.
All right. Here we go to Nico. Florida man who received a Waffle House tattoo arrested after refusing to pay for it.
Dang. That's so funny. Oh, man. I want to say it shouldn't be true, but I think this one is true this time.
True is correct. Wow. In Clearwater, Florida.
That's so funny.
That's my home. That's a...
Chris, do you have a Waffle House tattoo?
Not anymore. They took it back.
And the last one to each of my guests tonight, Sarah. Florida man catches his house and neighbor's house on fire after trying to deep fry 25 frozen hot dogs.
Oh, I'm going to say true on that one.
True is incorrect. That's the first one I made up tonight. And over to Chris. Florida man pulls out machete after a bar refuses him to let him sing another karaoke song.
I mean, how many times does he sing Like a Virgin? I'm going true.
True is correct. I don't have enough backstory on this one.
Yeah, that is so funny.
And the last one to Nico. Florida man drives into his own house when the chain he is using to pull a tree out of the ground snaps.
No, that's for sure true. That's for sure true.
For sure true is incorrect. Oh. That's the other one I made up. Very
that
well
sounds
played.
Very believable, though.
We have a score. Chris is in the lead right now with 3 points.
Not surprising.
Because your score is different than the other two scores, you get a little bonus, Chris. You get to pick the order for round two. Do you want to mix it up or keep it the same?
You know what? Let's keep it the same. Let's keep the good times rolling. So.
All right, we're gonna move Sarah to the hot seat.
Keep what works.
Sarah, welcome to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show. Sarah's been on the show several times. Always appreciate having you here. Always fun, great laughter, and having a good time. Sarah, tell us, the folks at home, where are you calling in from?
Salt Lake City, Utah, where there's a lot of snow and it's cold.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do out in Utah and a little bit about your show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. The SJ Child Show is a show that we talk a lot about neurodiversity, education, special education, and parenting. So if you are a parent or know somebody that is in the special education field, send them our way. And of course, just really anyone that wants to learn more about how you can support the special education and special needs community.
And the best way people can connect.
Oh, yeah.
The best way people can connect with you.
But no, we're like 250 episodes in. So we have tons of great content and information and experts, all kinds of people, even some celebrities that are going to be starting on some new Netflix shows coming up. So excited to see that soon.
Very good. SJChilds.org. I'll put the links in the show notes. Thanks, Sarah, Jeff. Are you ready for the hot seat?
Oh, my gosh. I think so.
All right. Here we go. In round two, each of my guests will get questions, a healthy food connection. So I'm going to give 4 questions, and the answers to those 4 questions will be some sort of healthy food. You have to put all that together and figure out what healthy food am I asking you about. And then a very romantic name 5. I'll put 10 seconds on the clock, and you'll have to name 5 things that fit into a very romantic category. That's maybe a little bit of our Valentine's Day show here. And Sarah, your first healthy food connection question. Which 2 colors make up the Canadian flag?
Red and white.
Red and white, correct. That's correct. And what is Sunmaid famous for making?
Raisins.
Raisins, correct. And if you don't honor a bet, you blank on it.
If you don't honor a bet? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not supposed to say the words that are coming to my head, Jeff.
Yeah, don't say those words. Don't say those.
Let's see. I literally have no idea. Nothing's coming to my brain.
I'll put the 3 seconds. You
sit on it.
Welch on the bed.
Okay.
All right. Our last one here. Which song about a drink was written by Neil Diamond and was a hit for the band UB40?
Oh, red, red wine? No, I don't know. Was that wrong?
Red wine is correct.
Oh my gosh. Correct. Wow. Nice. Come on, brain.
So, Sarah, we're going to take those four questions. What ties together the answers? Red, white, raisins, Welch's, and red wine.
I mean, what ties together? Red, white, raisins, Welch's, red wine. Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
That's a healthy food connection.
So okay, a some healthy sort of food. A vinegar? All I can think of is like balsamic vinegar or something, but I don't think that's it.
Well, it's a little simpler than that. We're looking for grapes.
So silly. Oh my heavens. Okay. What's the origin of all of these things?
Red grapes, white grapes. Red wine made from grapes, Welch's grape juice.
There we go.
And raisins are made from grapes. So, Sarah, your name, very romantic name five. Name five apps or places online where you can meet people for a relationship and go.
Only been married 20 years. Let's see. No idea. Tinder, I think, is one of them.
You got 1 point. Tinder.
No idea. Time
is up. You okay. Got a point for Tinder. Anywhere you can meet online.
Well,
so
that shows I'm in it. You know, I'm being a good girl over here if I don't know about any of those things.
And we're going to keep the order the same. Moving along, Chris, welcome to the show.
Jeff, it's good to be here, my friend. Thanks for the invite back.
Oh, yeah. Love having you here. Lots of fun. Tell us, catch us up a little bit on what's been happening since the last time you've been here.
I am the host of the Pub Trivia Experience podcast. Since the last time I was here, we have actually expanded into a full-blown podcasting network.
Oh, wow.
We launch our fifth show in February, so we're going to have content every day of the week. But the show that started off is the show nearest, dearest to my heart, is the Pub Trivia Experience. We try to bring the fun parts of bar trivia, which is, you know, the trivia is fun, but I want to go out there, I want to have some drinks with my friends, and I want to just hang out with really good people and have good times. Yeah. And so that's the emphasis of our show, is to have some fun trivia, but have good times with your friends.
Yeah. And your show captures that. It's a great show. Pub Trivia Experience. That's the website as well, correct? PubTriviaExperience.com, or has that moved?
It has moved over to PTEBB.com. Our sister podcast is called Boozy Bracketology. We have a theme. We stick with it.
It's not the trivia so much.
No, that because that one there is literally all about arguing with your friends. We take 64 seat, 32 seat pop culture brackets and argue it out. We're in the midst right now of a multi-tier bracket where we're determining the best 80s movie ever made.
Oh, wow.
So,
a lot of fun. So spoiler alert, Back to the Future. Chris, I'll put all those links in the show note. Are you ready for the hot seat?
I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to do four questions where the answers tie together for something healthy. The title of the Sandra Bullock film about a former homeless man who was drafted into the NFL is called The Blind Blank.
Blindside.
Blindside is correct. Your second question, what is the common name for the little harmless insects that buzz around bananas?
That I don't know, but it explains why there were little bugs in my kitchen last week. Little harmless insects I think of are gnats. So I'm going to say gnats.
Gnats? Dadgum.
I think
fruit flies are gnats, I believe. What was the producer at on that one? Producer says no, I can't give you, because we're looking for the word fruit. So keep in mind, the first answer was side. The second answer we're looking for was fruit. The Roman emperor born in 100 BC and was killed in 44 BC was Julius Blank.
Be Caesar.
Caesar is correct. And our last one, a lazy person who watches TV all day on the couch is called...
Couch potato.
Potato is correct. So, Chris, what ties together side, fruit, Caesar, potato?
Salad.
That is correct. They are all salad. You ran that round. Let's go to your name five bonus question. This is a very romantic. Name five destinations that are known as romantic retreats and go.
Bora Bora, Bangkok, Honolulu, Las Vegas, and New York City.
You got five right off the bat, but I always let the timer run the full amount of time. Nice round, Chris. Very well played so far. Let's go to Nico. Nico, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell us where you're calling in from.
Yeah, so I'm calling in from Boston, Massachusetts, and there is a lot of snow out there.
And it's never warm in Massachusetts. Not even in June, I think. It's always cold up there, right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's colder than cool right now. It's like under 15 degrees right now.
Oh, man. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on in Boston. What are you doing up there?
Well, for me personally, you know, I'm essentially just working with everything going on right now. But on top of working, I also have a podcast called The Gamer's Guide to Productivity. So in this podcast, I specifically discuss the concept of gamification, because a lot of my friends that have been playing video games, they sometimes feel like inadequate because they put so much hours. And so the podcast is just showing how their hard work and perseverance in gaming can actually be a cheat of productivity in their in real life experiences if they just change their mindsets. And so, and that's on NicoPingan.com and at YouTube, NicoPingan.
Yeah, it's a great concept. A lot of dexterity. You always hear a lot of like surgeons practice gaming to get, you know, fine tuning with their hands. So I'll put all those links in the show notes. Nico, are you ready for the hot seat?
Oh, no, I'm not ready.
Well, let's see what happens. Remember, all four of these answers will be some sort of healthy food. Your first one, the two largest crocodilian species are crocodiles and
alligators.
Alligators are correct. Correct. Your second question, which substance is commonly referred to as black gold?
Oil.
Oil is correct. 2 for 2. And what color is the thumb of a person who is excellent in gardening?
That would be green.
Green thumb, correct. And popular toppings on a plate of nachos are salsa, cheese, sour cream, jalapenos, and a dollop of which green mush?
I know the name, but it's eluding my brain.
Here comes it's made out of 3 seconds.
It's made out of avocado. Flipping my brain. Guacamole!
I think you said it before the buzzer. Even Chris says you got it right before it showed up.
Give him the points.
So you're going to love the final question here. So, Nico, what ties together alligator, oil, green, and guacamole?
Oh, no, I definitely don't know this one. What?
I definitely 100% know that you've said the answer. Alligator, oh. Oil, green, and guacamole. Avocado is correct. Woo! Correct. Woo! Very well played. Nico, let's go to your name 5 bonus question. Name 5 activities or hobbies that are fun to do as a couple. And I'll put 10 seconds on the clock and go.
Watching TV, playing basketball, bowling, reading together, and walking.
That is 5 fun activities or hobbies to do with a couple. You kept it clean, which that was the one thing I was worried about. Let's go to that scoreboard. We have Sarah with 5, Chris and Nico 1 point apart between 1st and 2nd place. But don't worry, we have 30 points available in this final round. And we're going to the final round. And in this round is a video round. And I'm going to start off with some very vague questions. Who am I? What am I? Where am I? And I'll start to read you a series of clues. Now, I've asked you each to bring in your own buzzers, so you can buzz in any time. If you buzz in on the first clue and you get it right, that's worth 3 points. The second clue is worth 2 points. And the last clue is worth 1 point. Now, when you're right, you're going to earn those points. We'll add those to those totals. But when you're wrong, we will subtract the point value of that clue from your total. So let's go around so everybody at home knows who's buzzing in. Nico, let's hear your buzzer. He's got the pen and the cup. And Sarah. Sarah's got the buzzer. And Chris. He's got the wine bottle. So we'll go ahead and we'll start the video round. You can buzz in whenever you're ready. Who am I? Obviously, I put the text outside of the box on this one. Who am I? My disappearance remains a mystery. Now, my clues or my pictures may or may not help you get to the answer, and you'll see a little timer on the right side that helps you. My second clue, I was the first female aviator to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Producer says Chris had it. No, Chris says Nico has it.
Nico had it.
Nico.
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart is correct. Correct. I was almost like split second. Let's go to the second one. What sport am I? I'm looking for a sport. I am known for my use of technique and leverage over brute strength. Our second clue for 2 points. I originated in Japan and was popularized in Brazil. Chris.
Is that jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is.
Oh, nice.
Correct, correct. All right, who am I? I'm looking for a who. One of my favorite who's coming up here. I have over 100 patents in my name. We'll go to that second clue for 2 points. I was born on May 3rd, 1935 in New York City. Right, our last clue. My Showtime rotisserie grill will make you say, just set it and forget it. He's an American icon. It's Ron Popeil.
Yeah.
I don't know if does anybody remember the Showtime rotisserie grill? Just set it and forget it. All right, another who. Let's go back to, we'll go back to the who's and we'll go to an inventor again. I have over 1,000 patents in my name. Nico.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison swinging for the fences is correct. Well played.
That's great.
All right. We're looking for a where this time. Where am I? I could be anywhere, but I'm only in one place that matches these three clues. Am I in the bathroom? I am known for my arid climate, sand dunes, and unique rock formations. This is a specific place, too. My second clue, I cover portions of California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. Nico.
Grand Canyons.
Grand Canyons is incorrect. Incorrect. We'll keep going to that third clue. I am famous for the Joshua tree, a type of yucca plant that grows here. Sarah, I heard the buzzer first.
Is it Capitol Reef?
Capitol Reef is not correct. I would say too specific, maybe. I don't know, but I don't even know where that's at. Oh wait, Chris is going for it.
Yeah, I just it's Death Valley is a part of it. I can't think of what it's called. I'll just go Death Valley.
The Arizona
Death
Desert?
Valley is incorrect.
It's the desert that it's all in.
You can pronounce it like a Pittsburgher. It's either the Mojave Desert or Pittsburgher might go Mojave. Mm-hmm. Mojave. That's funny because this show airs on in Pittsburgh. So somebody's going to say Mojave. All right. What is it? What is it? Letters to the editor, please. Attention, Mr. Producer. I'm a major waterway that forms part of the border between the United States and Canada. Remember, all clues have to match. So, Chris.
The St. Lawrence River?
St. Lawrence River is incorrect for 3 points.
Trying to make up ground.
I'm a popular site for hydroelectric power. Are you ringing? You can still buzz in. You're not locked out. You can always buzz in. Was that you did an air ring? I don't know if you were ringing in or not.
No.
All right.
Now I'm gun shy.
Our last clue for 1 point. Tourists flock to my surroundings for boat rides, observation decks, and scenic views. Chris.
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls is correct. Correct. That time my picture did match the answer. We have 4 questions remaining. What type of government am I? What type of government am I? I am used by countries like the United States, Germany, and Australia. Australia. That's a pretty good accent. Our second clue for 2 points. I am a form of government where power is divided between a central government and smaller political units, such as states. Our third clue for 1 point. I typically feature a constitution that outlines the rights and responsibilities of the government and its citizens. Nico.
What is a democracy?
Democracy is incorrect. Anybody else? We're going to go to the answer.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say too.
Well, you guys, Nico saved you. Federalism. Federalism. All right, where am I eating at? Let's go to one of my favorite. I always like the food questions. Where am I eating? It could be anywhere in the world. I was founded in 1954. I don't know if that helps you or not. This is where I am eating. And my name suggests a regal lineage. A regal lineage. Oh, was that a tap?
Yep. Is that the Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen is incorrect.
Oh, that was a good try.
And our last clue for 1 point. Flame broiled is a technique I'm known for. Chris.
That is the Dairy Queen's husband, the Burger King.
Burger King. You were so close, Nico. I was like, you just went the wrong direction on that one. All right. Now I'm looking for a movie. What movie am I? We're battling. You're doing a movie battle right now, Chris. Let's find out. My theme song is an iconic and immediately recognizable. I read that wrong, but you know. Our second clue. I'm a 1984 supernatural comedy film. Chris.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is correct. Who are you gonna call? And our last clue for 3 points. I'm looking for a movie character. This character only appears when you break the rules. And the rules are no water, no food after midnight, and avoid bright light. Chris.
I think I got it. I'm buzzing in with the Gremlins, but yeah. I can't think of what Gremlins is my answer. It's not right.
Well, let's hear the third clue. I am literally the name of this 1984 horror comedy. Gremlins is correct. Correct. Let's go to the scoreboard. Very well played. That was a slugfest. We have Chris just edging out Nico. Chris with 16 points. Nico with 11. very well played. Let's go through our guests one more time, starting with Sarah. Let's make sure everybody at home can connect with you and follow along on your show's progress.
Oh, thanks. The SJ Child Show, you can find it on all streaming platforms and on all social media. SJChilds.org is the easiest way to find me.
Awesome. And to Nico.
Yes, so it's me once again, Nico, host of A Gamer's Guide to Productivity. Join me as I share valuable insights and strategies for boosting productivity in the gaming world and translating them to the real world. NicoPingan.com or at NicoPingan on YouTube. Thank you.
Great. And to our champion tonight, Chris.
Yeah, you can find the Pub Trivia Experience anywhere you get podcasts. Come on, give us a listen. And if you like what you hear, you're going to like Jeff's show as well because you're already listening to it. But Jeff, we'll get you on soon, my friend.
And I'll put all those links in the show notes. Let's dance our way out of here.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience bonus edition. My name is Chris and I'm gathered here today with two of the you've heard us in the regular episode. You know this is going to devolve into something inappropriate, but you know what, we're going to play some trivia anyway. Let's start off up in New Jersey. Drew Buxbaum, my friend, how you doing, sir, and what are you drinking?
I am doing well. I actually did not grab myself a fresh drink for this. So I am I'm drinking a Coke Zero.
I love how he shook it up to get that little sizzle when he opened it. Commitment to your craft, You're sir.
I'm going quality here, okay?
Hey, Coke Zero is good. I'm a big Coke Zero fan. It's not Diet Coke, but it's up there. You know, I have a feeling we'll talk about that on Boozy here in the coming few months.
Hmm. Oh, we will. We will.
Mike, my friend from Huntsville, Alabama, same two to you, sir.
Chris, I'm doing well. I grab a beer. This is from Straight to Ale Brewing out of Huntsville, local brewery here. Probably my favorite local brewery here. It's between this and Yellowhammer. They're on two sides of what used to be a middle school with what used to be a practice field in the middle. And it's just a wonderful place to take the kids and let them run around while you sit around and have a couple beers. It's a really cool spot. This is their, Chris, I gave you a couple of these. I think I don't know if you've had a chance to try them yet.
This is the Stout at the Devil.
It's the Stout at the Devil. Yeah. So it's a oatmeal stout with coffee. It's between this and the Monkey Knot, which is another straight to ale beer, which is their IPA that are probably, my top two beers that I've found in Huntsville. They're both really, really good.
I'm just happy there's a beer out there called the Monkey Knot.
They actually have variants on it. There's like the Gorilla Knot, which I think is like their Imperial version, and there's a couple others. But
now, my turn.
What is it, honey?
Oh, it is deliciousness in a can. This is from the Crooked Thumb Brewery right here in Safety Harbor, Florida. It is one of their Girl Scout beers. This is their Samoa.
I saw the purple and instantly knew what that beer was.
It is their chocolate coconut imperial stout. This is delightful. Like, they do a Girl Scout selection every year. They have four beers this year. This one's delightful. So
I haven't had that one yet, but it's going to be hard to beat the tag along one. The peanut butter was incredible.
As weird as this sounds, I don't like the cookies. The Thin Mint beer is amazing.
Thin Mint beer is good, but I still think the peanut butter beats it. It's a great series, though.
You've been wrong before. You can be wrong again.
Hopefully, I won't be wrong too much tonight.
Mike's never been wrong.
We just did a one-hour recording, where I have proof that you are wrong, sir. We are here for our standard nine-question bonus episode. The category is going to be geeky stuff. Standard lock-in rules apply. Gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, we are going to start with question number one. Gentlemen, what is the chemical symbol for silicon?
I can lock in.
Oh, fuck you. Well, we're starting already.
It's going to be that kind of night, guys.
People, when you hear that Drew is on the podcast, please make sure your kids leave the room.
Oh, there's an explicit tag for a reason.
Well, yeah, I know, but there's explicit and then there's Drew.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know, it's like the difference between, you know, PG-13 and like NC-85. So that was just to stall long enough to say SI.
Mike, what'd you go with?
I said SI as well.
SI is correct. 10 points for each contestant. As we move on to question number two. No, we're sticking in the easy boat here, gentlemen. What tree has a variety of it called a weeping?
Locked in.
This is one of those 80s movies that I've never actually seen. I think they recently revived it. But this is Willow, I'm pretty sure.
Drew?
I will concur that it is, in fact, Willow.
A weeping willow is a correct answer. 10 points for each contestant in the Harry Potter universe. It's called a whomping willow.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
Moving on to question number three. Hey, we're staying in the easy bucket. Arachnophobia is a fear of what animal?
Locked in.
Mike, talk it out.
It's clearly a fear of John Goodman if you've seen the movie. But
all right, that's what he said. He's wrong.
No.
He's wrong.
No, that can't be serious because no one fears John Goodman. He's like the nicest dude in the world.
I don't know. Have you seen Barton Fink? But
Monsters, Inc., man.
Well, that's true. Hey, those two rhyme. That's kind of cool. Arachnophobia is a fear of spiders.
Drew?
I believe it would be a fear of arachnids, you know, spiders.
Yeah, that's a very valid guess. 10 points for everybody. We're going to move right along in a quick moving game so far. Question number four. In what country does the Nile River meet the sea?
I'm going to lock in.
Drew?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's a trap here. I have the same hesitant face that Mike has right now. I'm really hoping this isn't Chinese checkers all over again. For lack of anything better, Egypt.
Mike?
I also locked in with Egypt.
Yeah, I already wrote down 10 points for each of you already. Egypt is obvious and correct. This is the easiest game ever. Like, God. All right.
No, this game has pulled some legitimately difficult questions. It's just these are not those. I mean,
this card is easy. We're going to see. Question number five does get a little bit harder. So what type of tree do acorns come from?
I'll lock in.
Drew.
I want to say oak, so I'm going to say oak.
Mike.
I also wanted to say oak, so I also said oak.
Oak is a correct answer. We had a giant laurel oak in our last house. And every 3 years, acorns galore.
Yep.
Just every 2 days, sweeping the entire driveway again. It's almost as bad as shoveling snow. All right. Perfect game so far, which means we're going to screw it up here. We are on to our multiple point answer. Four answers worth 5 points apiece. Here's your question. I want you to name four of the noble gases.
Locked in.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. Periodic stuff is not my jam or my jelly. Let's say helium and hydrogen for two of them. What else is noble around here?
You're in Jersey, so not much.
Say methane.
No, meth is a Florida drug, sir.
And Albuquerque.
That's true.
All right, so we're going to say helium, hydrogen, methane, and olein.
All right, Mike.
Come on, gas, olein. That was good.
Fuck you all. I'm slow on the uptake. I apologize. That was good.
I get that, but that is hilarious.
So, I wrote down neon, helium, xenon, and then in honor of my wife who loves Superman, Krypton.
Okay, your correct answers are going to be helium, neon, xenon, krypton, argon, and radon. Drew's picking up 5. Mike's picking up 20.
Whew. Fuck you, Mike.
That's fair. You mean is I love you.
It's funny. The only thing I really remember at all from chemistry class is the periodic table.
I never took chemistry. Thank you, Florida school system.
I'm really hit or miss with the periodic table. There's like some things I know like hard, and then like everything else is just like, fuck.
I getcha.
I'm the exact opposite, except I am all the latter and none of the former. All right, we're going on to question number 7. Question number 7 is your quotations question. Who said the following quote? I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who has endowed me with sense, reason, and intellect has intended us to forego their use.
Shit, I've actually heard this quote before, and now I'm trying to remember who said it.
As have I.
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah.
Just because it's a great quote.
I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who has endowed us with sense, reason, and intellect has intended us to forego their use.
Fuck it, I'll lock in.
All right, Mike, talk it out.
There's a lot of different ways that this could go here. And I don't know which one. I definitely know that I've heard this quote before. I almost like my brain keeps going to the founding fathers for some reason. It doesn't necessarily seem to fit the whole geek chic thing, which is where I'm hesitant, but it definitely seems like something that maybe like a Thomas Jefferson would have said. I guess that's just what I'm going to say. I don't have a good answer beyond that. And that's just where my brain keeps coming to. So that's what I'll say.
Well, when in doubt on quotes for me, if it's a well-worded quote that I like, I tend to just guess Twain.
It's a great guess. That's a great guess.
You're both a little bit too late. This is a gentleman who was ordered by the Holy Church to turn himself in for believing that the earth revolved around the sun.
Galileo.
It is Galileo Galilei. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That had crossed my mind.
I didn't go that far back. Damn it.
No point not, there. Mike, your perfect game is ruined.
Not Magnifico, man. Not Magnifico.
Oh. We got 2 questions left. Let's see if we can turn this ship around. Turn
the beat around. Mike's doing just fine, okay?
All right. This is your decades question. So 10 points if you get the question correct, an additional bonus 2 points if you get the year on the nose. If you get the year on the nose, I will literally eat my pants.
Oh, fuck. I want to get the year on the nose.
Me too.
Here's your question.
A whole lot of pants to eat.
In what decade was the National Trust of England founded?
I need a fix because I'm going down. Literally the only association I have with the National Trust of England. Beatles fans understand what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm locked in.
Mike.
I have no context on this one. It could be ancient. It could be 1967, which is when John Lennon referred to the National Trust in the Happiness as a Warm Gun. I have no clue.
Too bad that wasn't the question for you.
a random year. Well, that's not, I don't think it's quite that early. I was like, the first, like a random year popped in my head, 1635, but I don't think it's that early.
It's only 7 years off of my guess. Holy shit.
Okay, and Drew, what was your guess?
1642.
All that's right. Funny. I thought you were kidding.
I'm not.
That is oddly, wow, very close and yet still very, very far off. The National Trust of England was founded in 1895.
Hmm.
No points there, and we are on to our final question. Your final question is a closest to the pin challenge. What is the largest number of legs recorded on any animal or insect? I don't need the actual breed. I just need the number.
I'm going to lock in.
Drew.
All right. Let's assume it's like a millipede. And let's assume that they don't actually have 1,000 legs. You know, I'm just assuming it's they named that because they have a lot of fucking legs and people are lazy. You want pairs of legs, correct?
No, individual legs.
Individual legs, okay. Let's say 232 individual legs.
Mike, what did you go with?
I went with, centipede would be 100 legs. Millipede would be 1,000 legs. So let's just say 1,000.
All right. Well, we do have a winner. We actually knew that going into this question because Mike had already surpassed.
Yeah, Mike had already won the fucking game.
You both named the bug, but you didn't name the correct number of legs. It is a millipede. They have 750 legs.
Oh, wow. 750
is what we're looking for there. And Mike gets the points.
I'm on like a 3-game losing streak to Mike right now.
I'm on like a 37-game losing streak to Mike. Mike is going to take the win with a final score of 80-55. Nicely done, gentlemen. Well, it's been another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. We hope you enjoyed the bonus content. We will see you next time with another bonus episode. I have been Chris.
I've been Drew.
And I've been Mike.
And have a good one.